This small alcove is essentially now a passageway to the rear of the house. It contains several objects related to Portsmouth's role in the War of 1812, such as a large ship portrait. Other materials on display here include local 19th century redware and several stoneware jugs bearing the names of Portsmouth merchants involved in the West Indies trade. Windsor chairs and other examples of local seating furniture are also on view here. As you move into the next small gallery space, you'll see items preserving local family memories. For example, on the wall next to the door is a portrait by William Brewster Jr. of Eleazar Johnson, painted in 1809. Johnson lived in Newburyport, Massachusetts, but his son moved to Portsmouth and operated a cordage or rope factory here. The Johnsons and the Pearson family intermarried, and the coats of arms of the two families are displayed flanking the portrait. Numerous other coats of arms displayed in this room are from Portsmouth and the seacoast area. They represent the art of heraldry, an archaic medieval means of family identification, strictly regulated by the College of Heraldry in London, but adopted gleefully by many Americans seeking to assert or even enhance their family background. Before the invention of photography, and even long after, oil portraits were a means for people to preserve their likeness for benefit of visitors to their home and eventually to their descendants. In this room are portraits of Mary Tarleton Holbrook Cheever and her husband Benjamin, a Portsmouth merchant. Painted in 1833 in Portsmouth by Edward Plumer, an itinerant portrait painter, these portraits were treasured in the Cheever family, passing from generation to generation for more than 180 years before being given to the Historical Society in 2019. With the generous support of a donor, both have been professionally conserved recently. Go ahead and step through the door on the left side of the room.